This is Andrew Bowles, and you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and today we are going to be talking with Andrew Bowles. Sorry, I just got like a Andrew Bowles. Andrew Bowles is a gracious guy, doesn't mind me messing up his name too much, is on with us today from the Project No Alarm, so we're going to be talking with Andrew here in a second. But first, we are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. Check back there often for new podcasts, new music podcasts, new stories like this one we're going to have here in a second. It's going to be it's a good time all the time. A lot of great artists. You know, I get people saying all the time, you know, if you're a fan of social media, you see this complaint, you know, I can't hear any good music. All the music out there sucks. Well, that's because you're not listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, because everything we have here is freaking awesome. We have the greatest emerging artists that you're ever going to hear. So check that out at the website, LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. As I was saying, we've got Andrew Bowles on the line here from the Project No Alarms. And Andrew, why don't you go ahead and jump on in? It's good to meet you. Where are you calling in from?
Sure, yeah, I'm calling in from Detroit this morning. So thanks for having me today.
All right, Detroit Rock City. So tell us the story. Like, how did you get, what made you want to get mixed up in this crazy music thing? I mean, it's just madness out there. So how did you get bit by the music bug? Take us back to the beginning.
I think you get bit and you're infected for life. So for me, you know, I went to school for engineering, and I started playing music more and more. My parents started me on piano when I was six. So I've been playing for a long time, and then just picked up instruments as I went along. And you know, when I graduated, and I'm from Texas, from Dallas, Texas, and I just realized that my big love in life was music. And so I decided to embrace that, you know, full stop. I realized that, you know, it's an amazing time to be making music. Everyone can make a studio quality record on the laptop. You know, that means more competition, but that also means that I don't have to go into a studio to make music, that I can do it as long as I put the work in. So I've been writing for a long time, for 10, 12 years, but it's finally to the level where I want to share it with people. So
What is this? Let's talk a little bit about so you're primarily a keyboardist and songwriter or singer?
I'm primararily a guitarist.
Oh, we started on piano. Somehow the guitar came in, though.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So I got an electric guitar when I was 14, much to my dad's chagrin. He wanted me to be a concert pianist, but I was more into Jimi Hendrix and AC/DC and Metallica at the time. Okay. So that's where I kind of got my roots and my chops. And I had a couple buddies that we were really competitive, trying to speed pick for a while. But then I realized that I was more interested in songwriting than burning up guitar picks. So, okay. You know, the aughts was a great time to grow up in indie rock. So that's what really kind of caught me, was bands like Bloc Party, The Strokes, The Stills, Interpol, stuff like that.
Yeah, because there's really, from what I can hear from your the No Alarms project, I don't really hear a lot of shredding.
Oh no, yeah, no, definitely not. I definitely respect chops, of course, and I mean, I used to keep a notebook trying to get my tempo up on some Metallica solos, and I still love Metallica. But for me, I think indie rock is a really cool place to play these days, because it's a really, you say that word and that can mean a million different things as far as the kind of song you can get. So that gives me a lot of latitude to write in, and it's really fun, because the amount of electronics you can weave in with organic instruments is really the kind of balance that I'm looking for at the moment. Because, you know, I mean, obviously dance music is huge these days, and I still think that guitars have a place in today's rock. So,
well, that's I like that. yeah. Yeah, and I agree, and I think that is what is really cool about your sound and the indie rock genre in general, is the sort of like openness. You can do a lot of different things within that under that moniker, and still, yes, you know, you still sort of have your own thing going on. What is the
project?
Yeah, tell us about the Project No Alarms.
Okay, so I started writing solo for the project in, I'd say, May 2016. And it took me, you know, everyone talks about finding their sound. And for me, I really started to like artists that blended the organic with the electronic, as I was speaking to a second ago. Yeah. And I just started writing into GarageBand and then eventually Logic. And it came up with some stuff that I was really happy with and wanted to share, and just made me want to dance. So I kept writing, and you know, I had 12 songs that I pared down to 5, and decided, you know, as well, that as along with guitars still having a place in rock, I think that live instrumentation still does as well. So you know, everyone's been to a laptop show, you know, some of those are super fun, but for me, I still like going to concerts and seeing musicians do what they do. So I knew that I needed to get to a city where I could find some killer musicians to play this music with me, right, and to to convey this music in a way that can affect new fans, to where I'm not pressing play, to where they're seeing the instruments, they're seeing the melodies on stage. So I got with 4 awesome other musicians up in Detroit, and we've been practicing for about a year now, actually. So we've done a couple test shows, and those have gone super well. But we're going to come out in full force probably April, May. So I'm really excited. We've got a lot of really cool stuff planned. So
who's we're going to play the song in a second, but who's in the band?
Right. So Darren DeCrisio is the guitarist, backup vocalist. His voice is amazing, meshes really well with mine, and he's a killer guitarist. His roots are in classic rock as well. Steven Werner is the synth player. He is awesome. He's got this whole synth rig and did a really great job of taking what I put down on the record and expanding on it. Jack Reedy is the drummer. He was the first added member to the band, so he has got killer chops, and he also is a modern drummer in that he can use an electronic sampling pad just like he would hit a snare drum. And then Jordan McClanson is a bassist and bass synth, so he's got a pretty cool 80s style guitar that he plays bass synth lines on, and then he's got a really nice Fender Jazz bass that he plays when we've got actual bass guitar. So those are the new permanent members of the band.
Okay, all right. So let's go ahead and check it out. No Alarms, and this is the first single, Right Is What's Left. Right Is What's Left. No Alarms on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that is a catchy, danceable jam you got going on right there. So what is there's a little note released, but I will let you describe it, that sort of touches on what Right Is What's Left is all about.
Sure, absolutely. So the song is from a point of view of someone who's in trying to impress a person, a new friend, a girl, whatever, and realizes that you can't build a foundation of a relationship on lies or on a house of cards. Basically, it's about realizing the only way to like make a real connection with someone is to be honest and to put yourself out there. I know that sounds kind of inspirational postery, but I write from personal experience and just growing up, and everyone's trying to affect the way other people perceive them, but that's really not the way that you get to really know people. You know, that's you need to convey your real self and let them decide for themselves. That's the core of the lyrics of the song is getting rid of that house of cards and just connecting with people.
Okay, but some would argue that even at that point, like, we're all wearing a mask. We just put on different masks, you know, so there's a mask for this, there's a mask for that, there's a mask for your job, there's a mask for the band, there's a mask for your relationship, there's a mask for your kids. Go ahead.
That's definitely true. I mean, there's no way to take the mask completely off. I'll just say that some are thicker than others, right? That you've met people, especially in the music scene, who really want to look like a rock star. They want you to perceive them as a rock star, a badass, or cool, or right. Like, not caring is the path to excellence. That image is more important than content or than musicianship, right?
Right.
But you know, in anything, like wearing as thin a mask as possible. Of course, you know, you're going to act different, you know, with your family than you will on stage, right? It's about personas. But I think there's no way to make a lasting, like, lifelong connection if you're only giving them a thick mask, right?
Right. What's your situation? Are you married?
I'm not. I'm in a relationship with an awesome girl. She's from Washington. She works for another major auto up here. I used to work for Ford up here in Detroit, and have since transitioned to a different company, but we've been together about a year.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm just always, because I'm trying to get at, like, what the part of the music comes from true experience. Are you like keeping, like, do you have like a notebook with, like, you know, as thoughts come to you? Are you one of those kind of writers?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Like, I keep a hardback notebook, and then I've got phone notes as well, that if I think of a phrase or a lyric, you know, I'll jot it down and then try to use it later. But most of the time, actually, I have to wait till the song is fairly formed to realize what the mood is. You know, sometimes I try to put a circular lyrical peg into a square instrument in a hole, but a lot of times you just kind of have to, at least for me, I finish the instrumentation and then I listen to the song obviously a million times and then see what makes me feel. And then the lyrics come from that. It's usually new composition more than an old notebook of stuff.
Okay. So what do you feel like that serves then, keeping those? Is it just sort of like, just kind of keeps the creative juices going, or, I mean,
oh yeah.
So you,
and yeah. more so than lyrics, I definitely keep my favorite app is Voice Memos. So if I hear a tune, then I will hum it out or whistle it out. I know a lot of musicians do that as well. So that's more where I'm capturing things is I'll hear something, you know, at 2 a.m. or when I'm taking a shower or something, and then humming something into Voice Memos, and then you know, you keep hitting record, and if you can hear the different parts, the bass, the guitar, the vocal melody, then hopefully that translates to an actual song. Sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it does, when you try to put it, you know, in Logic or in your recording software.
What does the next 6 to 12 months look like for No Alarms? What's coming up?
Sure. So a lot of really exciting stuff. We've got our next single coming on March 9th, Amateur Telephony. We've got a killer music video filmed with that. For that, we worked with the director of photography from the 21 Pilots Stressed Out video and filmed that in Columbus. So that's going to be really exciting. I think that's really going to help people understand what we're trying to do and the band we're trying to be. So we've got our full 5-song debut EP release on March 30th. So that's kind of what we're really gearing up here to is Right Is What's Left is the first single off of that EP. And then Amateur Telephony is the second. And then the 5-song EP will drop on the 30th. And these songs have actually been done for a good bit. So I've actually have 5-7 songs finished. So how exactly I want to release that after our debut self-titled EP drops on March 30th. But there's definitely going to be more music this year, I think. You know, until you really put your full force into an LP, I think it's important to bring people into your world with singles and keep releasing music consistently. Show people that you're prolific and that you're going to keep releasing different kinds of songs. But they know I'm back to listen to you. So we've got our debut EP release, and then we've got our live premiere coming up. So in the spring, in the summer, we're going to start a North American tour. So we're booking dates for that now. And again, I think what I'm trying to do on the record is exactly what we're trying to do in a live setting. I want to blend the electronic with the organic. So we have live instrumentation, but electronic dance is huge these days, and we've got a lot of really cool visuals coming up. A couple other members of the band who are also engineers, so we're leveraging that. And like, for example, we're building a giant 8-foot by 16-foot 80s style like pixelated LED wall right now. So that's going to be a really cool visual, and something that we didn't purchase. It's something that we're going to build from the ground up ourselves. That's what we're really trying to do here is build it ourselves and show that we're, you know, a national act by playing like one, by sounding like one, by looking like one, by being one. So that's what we've got coming this year. We've got a lot of new music coming this year. So
awesome. Why don't you tell everybody, plug your like website and all that, so people can, you know, keep in touch and see what's going on with you guys.
Sure, absolutely. We are at noalarmsmusic.com. Are up top. We definitely prefer to connect over Instagram, and definitely reach out to us on our website. We've got a lot of cool stuff there, a lot of cool stuff coming. You can see our videos there. We've got our first set of some merch. So if you want to learn more about us or keep up to date with what we're playing and what we're releasing, definitely check out noalarmsmusic.com and subscribe to us on Spotify.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Andrew, thank you so much for popping in today. Andrew Bowles, that is from the project or the band No Alarms. You can go to noalarmsmusic.com and jump off to all the cool stuff they have there. There's the lyric video, right, comes right up, and check out their latest album. The single Right Is What's Left is what we played earlier. Great jam. All right, Andrew, thanks for hanging out with us. Got a minute. I need to do a little business with you after we wrap up the podcast, if you got a second to hang out.
Thanks for having me.
Sure, no problem. All right, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, No Alarms. Andrew Bowl, thank you so much for Andrew Bowles. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You can go to noalarmsmusic.com to check out everything they have going on. You guys been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Please visit often for more interviews with great artists like No Alarms. And I'm talking to a couple other good ones today. I've got 11D7 coming up here in a little bit, too. So you guys are going to like that. So check that out at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. Remember, the music is still alive. And remember, guys, no matter where you are, if you're Dallas, Texas, or if you are in Detroit Rock City, you, yes, my friend, you are the revolution. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll catch you on the next podcast.